From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is urging other countries to face world problems such as security and poverty. In his first speech to the United Nations General Assembly, the president warned delegates the United States cannot pinpoint all world problems and then solve them alone. As an example, he described what his administration is doing on its part to address global warming.
To confront climate change, we have invested $80 billion in clean energy. We have substantially increased our fuel efficiency standards. We have provided new incentives for conservation, launched an energy partnership across the Americas, and moved from a bystander to a leader in international climate negotiations.
During his speech, the president said he won't apologize for defending American interests, but he also called for a new era of international engagement. He launched into a list of goals, including ending nuclear weapons, promoting Middle East peace, and making North Korea and Iran accountable for their actions. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting on monetary policy today. Stock markets are watching for news from the central bank on the country's economic situation. Danielle Carson reports.
Most economists agree the recession is bottoming out, but it's not out of the woods, which is why the Fed is unlikely to pull back its emergency programs to stabilize the economy. They expect a mixed report to come out of the meeting.
I think they will say we'll have positive growth, but they will emphasize that unemployment is still rising.
Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Even with the economy showing faint signs of life, Rivlin isn't banking on that growth lasting.
Part of what's helping right now is the rebuilding of inventories and the stimulus package. Both of those would be temporary.
Analysts don't expect the Federal Reserve to bump up the short-term interest rate, which is near zero, at least until unemployment numbers start falling. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Honduras has extended a nationwide curfew until later this evening. The political crisis in that Central American nation continues to go on. NPR's Jason Bobien reports.
Honduras is shut down for a second straight day after the return of deposed President Manuel Zelaya. Zelaya remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy with about 70 friends, relatives, and embassy staff. Honduran soldiers have surrounded the building. The country's airports and borders remain closed, and residents have been told to stay in their homes at least until this evening. Zelaya was deposed in a coup on June 28th. His earlier attempts to return were unsuccessful. The de facto president, Roberto Micheletti, says Zelaya will be arrested if he comes out of the embassy. Brazil is leading international pressure to get Zelaya reinstated and is pushing the UN Security Council to take up the matter. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mexico City.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 9,840. The NASDAQ is up 4 points at 2,150. The S&P 500 is up a fraction. This is NPR. Residents in eastern Australia are enduring the worst dust storm in 70 years. Kathy Harper reports from Darwin, Australia.
The dust storm blanketed Australia's largest city, Sydney, giving the sky an eerie orange glow. Residents spoke of feeling like they were in an apocalyptic Hollywood movie. Poor visibility caused chaos at Sydney Airport, with flights diverted and delayed. Motorists were advised to drive carefully, and passenger ferries on Sydney Harbour were stopped for several hours for safety reasons. People with asthma or other heart and lung diseases were advised to stay indoors. The dust was blown hundreds of miles from Australia's dry interior by gale force winds. Conditions have been exacerbated by one of the worst droughts ever recorded. The dust has also affected the city of Brisbane, north of Sydney, as the storms move north. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Harper in Darwin.
Swedish police report robbers broke into a cash depot in Stockholm today and made off with bags of cash. The brazen heist included a stolen helicopter and explosives. Stockholm police could not use their own helicopters to chase the thieves because someone had planted suspected explosives near them. Witnesses say as the robbers broke through the roof of the depot, they heard explosives inside the building. The president of the University of Illinois will resign. B. Joseph Weitzman caught up in a university admissions scandal. Some would-be students who had political connections were admitted to the University of Illinois over more qualified applicants. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn announced White's decision today. It comes after university faculty voted in favor of removing White and the chancellor of one of the campuses. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.